It is a very pleasant Monday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are on the comfortable side, and the humidity levels are very low. Dew points are running largely in the 40s and 50s, and that is refreshing air for this time of year. So all in all, things are feeling like late summer or early fall this afternoon. And in the coming days, it is going to turn more humid, and eventually it is going to get warmer again, especially later on this week. So there is still some of that summer-type weather to come later on. But for now, it is going to remain rather comfortable as we go through late afternoon into this evening. We are seeing clouds mix with sunshine this afternoon. We've had some clouds bubble up over the mountains. There's also a deck of high clouds that is coming in from the southwest. So it'll be partly cloudy as we go into this evening. I'm not expecting any weather problems if you're looking to cook out tonight or eat outside. Overnight lows will be largely in the 50s, so it's not going to be as cool as it was last night, but it's still going to be very pleasant for sleeping conditions. And as we head into the day tomorrow, we'll start to see high pressure work off to the east, and that's going to allow the wind to turn a little bit more to the southeast, and that's going to introduce a little more moisture into the air. So you'll notice a little more humidity tomorrow, though it's not going to be that humid, and there is going to be the chance for a few spotty showers, though I am not expecting rain the entire day. Many spots will probably stay dry all day long, but I don't want you to be surprised if some showers do come through from time to time. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 70s. It is going to be more humid again on Wednesday, so we'll kind of step up the humidity each day. There is the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms then, and by Thursday, temperatures should bounce back into the 80s in most areas. A quick look at the tropics this afternoon, where there are a number of areas that the Hurricane Center is monitoring. One is off the coast of the Carolinas, though that would not be a threat to the United States. That's working out to sea. There's another area of interest in the Caribbean Sea. We are approaching what is climatologically the peak of hurricane season during the early part of September. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, chance for a spotty shower with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, chance for a spotty shower with highs in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, a low of 56 to 62, and for tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, chance for a spotty shower, a bit more humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and not as cool, lows in the 50s, tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, chance for a spotty shower, a bit more humid, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and storms, highs in the 70s, and on Thursday, partly sunny and humid with the chance of thunderstorms, with highs in the low to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.